Welcome to Music in Progress, your window into the art of composing music. I'm your host, Michael Cook, a Bay Area composer and multi-instrumentalist. We'll delve into the depths of my creative processes that shape the music I make. Whether you're a fellow musician, an enthusiast, or simply curious about the magic behind the melodies, you'll find valuable insights, practical tips, and innovative techniques to inspire your own musical journey.
New music for the Love Letters Collection. After the whirlwind of preparations and performances for the November 2nd concert, I finally returned to writing new music. The end of November was filled with cleaning up my Threnody for Democracy recording, conducting an interview for Music from Humans, and of course, celebrating Thanksgiving. But as December rolled in, I found myself looking at long overdue projects and decided to dive into both composing and refining an existing collection. Revisiting Love Letters. I turned my attention to my Love Letters collection, pieces inspired by deeply personal and romantic themes. This collection contains four piano works and three pieces for various ensembles. I decided to start with the solo piano compositions, using this project as an opportunity to move them into Dorico while simultaneously writing a new piece to add to the collection. Transitioning to Dorico. Exporting the piano works from Finale to Music XML for import into Dorico went relatively smoothly, though a few issues cropped up. Missing pedal marks, odd layout problems, and some quirks with titling. I created custom page templates to maintain a cohesive look across the collection, which streamlined the process. However, there were still elements like custom dynamics, F+, and tempo markings in tempo that will require extra effort to replicate. A new work inspired by Turkey and Greece. For the new piece in this collection, I drew inspiration from my 20th wedding anniversary trip to Turkey and Greece. Written in binary form, the composition reflects the two halves of the journey. The A section represents the land and air of Turkey, while the B section captures the sea and islands of Greece. To develop the A section, I explored Turkish music, delving into its modes and rhythmic patterns. Two Turkish melodies particularly inspired me. While Turkish modes incorporate microtones, I approximated their flavor using B-flat and C-sharp in a melody grounded in A and harmonized with a Western-style D harmonic minor. For the B section, I looked to ancient Greek melodies, including one I remembered fondly from my college studies. This section blends E minor with plagal cadences 4-1 and incorporates whole tone scales to add a shimmering, fluid quality. These elements evoke the sea and the feeling of island hopping between the Greek isles. Shaping the composition. With these melodies in place, I began sketching out the structure. Listening to romantic piano works, particularly those by Schumann and Schubert, helped shape the piece's stylistic direction. Schubert's Sonata No. 8, for example, provided insight into accompaniment patterns that translated well into the 7-8 rhythms I planned to use. Schubert's Sonata No. 8. A section. For the B section, Debussy and Ravel offered inspiration for a more impressionistic approach, especially in evoking the sensation of water. The first A section came together quickly with a main melody, chord progressions, and a contrasting development section where I fragmented the melody into the bass and added flowing runs in the right hand. This section ends with a return to the main melody, setting up a transition to B. In the B section, I aim to emulate the gentle rocking of waves with a new accompaniment pattern. The melody in 5-8 takes on a pentatonic quality, and I decided to break it up to evoke the feeling of island hopping. Whole tone runs reminiscent of Debussy's La Mer add variation and enhance the water imagery. Refinement and feedback. As the piece neared completion, I made various refinements, including the transition between the two sections to enhance fluid movement. Drawing inspiration from Hindemith's Moon, I crafted a passage that bridges the tonal and rhythmic contrasts, In the B section, I modified the accompaniment, which initially felt too monotonous, to better convey a sense of movement. I also spent time improving the notation, though I still encountered challenges in getting Dorico to behave exactly as I wanted. To ensure the work remains accessible without sacrificing its expressive intent, I sent drafts to a few pianists for feedback. Their input will be crucial in determining the playability of certain passages. The key dilemma. One challenge I faced was the key relationship between the two sections. Traditional binary forms often start and end in the same key, but my piece features two distinct keys, D for the Turkish section and E for the Greek section. While I feel these keys best suit their respective melody colors, I'm experimenting with ways to unify them, possibly through a shared key center, which will require reworking the transition. A journey close to completion. The piece is nearly finished. Once I finalize the key structure and incorporate feedback from the pianists, I'll polish the notation and call it complete. This composition represents a blend of cultural influences and personal memories, and I'm excited to see it take its place in the Love Letters collection. As I wrap up this project, my next steps include continuing the process of transferring other pieces in the collection into Dorico. Beyond that, I'm eager to return to my Solo Circle music series, of which I've only completed Oriole so far. For now, it feels great to be composing again.